Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for October 27th, 2024, Reformation Sunday, is based on Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield, and the sermon title is A Lived and Living Faith. An introduction to our first reading. The renewed covenant will not be breakable, but like the old covenant, it will expect the people to live upright lives. To know the Lord means that one will defend the cause of the poor and needy. The renewed covenant is possible only because the Lord will forgive iniquity and not remember sin. Our hope lies in a God who forgets. A reading from Jeremiah. The days surely are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. A covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to one another, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Most people think that acting is very simple. You take the lines on a page, you memorize those lines, you recite those lines, close curtain. But anyone who has ever acted before and taken it seriously will tell you there's more to acting than just memorizing or reciting lines. One of the key aspects of bringing a character to life is understanding what makes the character who they are, their history, their relationships to others, how they talk, how they move, what makes them tick. You want to try to understand the character as well as you know yourself. There are many techniques that have been developed over time to achieve this goal. You can use Stanislavski's system or Strasberg's method, Stella Adler's art of acting, Meisner, Uta Hagen, the list goes on and on. All of these teachers of theater were trying to teach their students to bring the words to life by truly becoming the characters that were on the page. Some actors and actresses have become infamous for getting so deep into their character that even when the camera isn't rolling, they still pretend to be that person. Daniel Day-Lewis is known for the extreme lengths he goes through to portray a character. When he was playing Abraham Lincoln in the movie Lincoln, he spent an entire year before filming studying the president, looking at documents to try to figure out the way the president wrote, or maybe the way he would have talked, or the way he would have walked. He changed his personal appearance to mimic that of the president. And while the movie was filming, he almost never broke character. Even after the cameras were off, he would make everyone on set refer to him as Mr. President. He would talk to his co-star, Sally Field, about the chores she was expected to do as the First Lady. And at one point, he said in an interview, "Some part of me can allow myself to believe for a period of time, without questioning, that I truly am the character I am portraying." Now, Daniel Day-Lewis and other actors and actresses like him who often take things to the extreme to create their art. But all quality actors and actresses will go to some length to try to bring the character to life. Because the words in the script are just words on a page. They can paint a mental picture, but they cannot bring things to life in a real way, as can an actor when they embody those words. They're both art. They both say the same thing, but one is a new revelation of the source material. It is alive. It is a lived experience. I feel something similar when I read this text from Jeremiah. I feel the text come to life. It becomes alive in a time where, to me, it feels like our world might be slipping further into the binary, that there are only two choices, black and white, two-dimensional. Fall in line and follow. Don't ask questions, we'll tell you how to think. There's only one right way. But in this text from Jeremiah, there is a reformation of the revelation of God to humanity. Up to this point in time, the Hebrew people knew and interacted with God through a covenantal system. God would make a covenant with humanity, and humanity was supposed to hold up their end of the agreement. It was a system that was very black and white. If you did something that went against God's desire for humanity, you were out of God's good graces. And you must make amends for that offense. You need to ask for forgiveness, offer a sacrifice of repentance, and try not to make the same mistake again. To me, that feels like your faith is a ledger book. You're worried about everything being in the right place, keeping track of the good and the bad things you've done in order to stay in right relationship with God. You're living life solely to keep yourself on the right side of the ledger. For centuries and generations, this covenantal model was the way that God's presence with them was revealed to the people and how they interacted with God. Jeremiah brings words that God will bring a new kind of covenant. He says, I will put my laws in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest. God is bringing the relationship from a two-dimensional understanding off of the pages of the ledger book and writing God's law on our hearts. God's law is becoming enfleshed. As Christians, we look at this text and we can read Jesus into these words. Jesus is God in the flesh. The one who comes and whose actions we see come to life in Jeremiah's words. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sin no more. In the book of Luke, Jesus says, this cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood. The new covenant brought about in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And in the words of institution we hear each week at Holy Communion, it reminds us of those words from Jeremiah. And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and said that this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. This new covenant shows us that Jesus has forgiven us of all of our sins once and for all. And because we are forgiven, this new covenant gives us a law, a way of understanding how we are to be in relationship with God and our neighbor. That is no longer solely written on a ledger book. It is now imprinted on our hearts. We're no longer living life to keep ourselves on the right side of the ledger book. We are freed from that binary thinking and opened up to live our lives with a heart full of love for one another. The words of God's law, as sufficient as they are as words on stone tablets or papyrus rolls, are now brought off the page and embedded in our DNA. It moves us from our relationship with God and neighbor from just a personal mental pursuit to a communally lived, heart-led, love-focused relationship with God and one another. The covenant has been reformed, just as the church has been reformed, just as our lives and our hearts are continually reformed. Our hearts are alive, moving, dynamic, similar to one another, but unique in their own ways, continually reforming and being made new. On this Reformation Day, where we celebrate the ways that the church and its doctrines and traditions have continually been reformed and renewed throughout time, let us also celebrate and live into the ways that Jesus continually reforms and renews our hearts to live and love more like Jesus each and every day. What hope and excitement lies ahead when we allow the forgiving and grace-filled love of God to guide our hearts and our lives. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.